and pad of paper and sit down and get ready to have a Bible study with me, Evangelist Len Paxton. I love you and I look forward to you in the Bible study.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Len Paxton Teaching Series again this week. Now today, if you have your Bibles, turn with me please to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians. How many understands today that Jesus Christ wants to reveal to you your real life? Now at first, that's a kind of a puzzling statement. Jesus Christ wants to reveal to me, wants to reveal to you your real life. We're going to talk about that today in the name of the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, and this presents to us the new life of the believer. The new life of the believer. You can read in Romans 6, chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. And you'll begin to understand our new life as believers. When Christ died in the mind of God, I died with Him. When Christ was buried in the mind of God, I was buried with Him. And all my sins are in that tomb as well. Praise God. And in the mind of God, when Jesus was raised from the dead, I was raised with Him. You, as a believer. So we are dead, we are buried, we are risen with Christ. We are to seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life, is hid with Christ in God. Let me read that third verse again. For you are dead. This is dead to the old life by virtue of the fact of Christ dying on the cross as our substitute. And in effect, we died with Him, as I said to you a moment ago. And you can read it in Romans chapter 6. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. That means that you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, you have a future. You know, perhaps the economy in America is not the greatest that it's ever been. I think that would go without stating. We're seeing all types of things take place in our economy. High gas prices, high food prices. We're having storms that are devastating crops and oil prices and all types of things that are coming. We're a country who is involved in wars around the world that's draining our own resources and all of these things. And one of the most common statements that I have made to me, especially by elderly people, is that they are concerned for the future of the youth of America. The Bible has the answer for the future of the youth of America. And it's not in an economic program. The hope for America's future, the hope for your future, the hope for my future, the hope for the future of the world's youth is found in Jesus Christ. Your life is hid with Christ in God. The only future that you really do have would be found in Christ. And outside of Christ, things do look bleak. And things would be rough outside of Christ. The important thing is that you as an individual make the decision to be saved by the blood of Jesus. To live for God. To follow Christ. To stand for righteousness. That's the important. Those are the important issues that need to be decided in each heart. That's not something that you can legislate. The kingdom of God is not something that can be legislated. The kingdom of God is in the hearts of men and must be lived out as a response to Christ. There's hope in that. There's a future in that. Your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, verse 4, who is our life, shall appear. This refers to the rapture of the church, which is the next great event on the horizon of time. Praise God. At any moment, the trump of Almighty God could sound, and you and I will be taken to be with our Lord. Praise God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. This refers to every saint at that time, the time of the rapture, being given a glorified body. Praise God. Read 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 57, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. When you get this revelation, when you get the revelation of dead, buried, and risen with Christ, when you get the revelation, you see yourself. I want to say that again. I want to make two statements at this point. Jesus wants to reveal to you, Jesus wants to reveal to me, our real life. There's more to life than just getting up every day, going to work, working hard, paying our bills, sending our kids through college, retiring, playing golf, and dying. There's more to life than that. God has an eternal plan for your life. A plan that involves worshiping Him, serving Him, making a difference in the lives of others, speaking into the lives of others. That's the purpose of this program. Do you realize that for 6.5 years now, this program has been speaking into your life. Speaking into your life. We've been teaching the message of the cross, the message of Christ, and the message of Calvary. Speaking into your life. That is part of our purpose. It's not simply a job. It's not simply something that occupies 30 or 40 years of my time and then boom, it's time to die. Your life is a worship unto the Lord. And you begin to live that life, really, the moment you're born again. Not the moment that you were born biologically, although of course that is important. And your destiny life, let me see how to phrase it. The very moment that you are born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, because you're washed in that blood, your sins are forgiven, that very moment is when you really begin to live. And contrary to what many people think, a Budweiser in one hand and a Marlboro in the other is not living. One produces car wrecks and the other cancer. Come on, give me a break. You really begin to live when you serve Jesus Christ. I know some of you would take exception to that statement. Why don't you get over here in the big leagues and serve Jesus Christ where the real champions are at? Praise God. I mean, it takes a champion to serve Christ. There's a song in the country western world that says, my heroes have always been cowboys. My heroes have always been prophets. My heroes have been the champions of Christ. That's what we need in this hour. That's what we need in our nation of America once again, is somebody who will find out who they are in Christ and rise up and take the land that God has destined for them to take. Hallelujah. To go into our cities, to go into our shopping malls, to go into our communities with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ on fire, flaming fires of evangelism. To go in there as a champion for Jesus Christ. Every one of you watching this poor preacher right now over television, you can be a champion for Jesus Christ. But you've got to find your life. And your life is hid with Christ in God. You will not know what your destiny is You will not know what you are supposed to be. You will not know what you are supposed to accomplish until you first come to Christ and give your heart and life to Him. I implore you to do that today, because there are many, many people out there that could be contributing so much to our society, but for whatever reason, they do not know their destiny. They do not know their purpose, because they do not know Christ. I implore you today, I beseech you today, I beg of you today to come to Christ. Let Him forgive you of your sins. Let Him reveal to you His will and plan for your life, His destiny for your life, and live big in God. Live a full life. Life is so short. Life is as... it's been compared to many things. Some have said it's like the sparks that fly upward from a bonfire, and they brilliantly shine for a moment. They hit the night sky and are extinguished. It's like snowflakes that fall from heaven in all of their beauty and hits the raging river below, and they're extinguished forever. They're gone forever. That's what life is like. Life is like the stay of the postman at the door. Life is the hyphen between two dates. One date you're born, the next day you die. Life is the little line in between. I challenge you today to make your life count for something. Make your life count for something besides selfish reasons and selfish purposes. Make your life shine brightly for Jesus Christ today. You can be a champion. Some people complain that they never can find out where they fit in. They don't fit in with anybody. They don't fit in with anything. They just don't feel like they belong. Jesus said, if you will come to me, I will not cast you aside. I will not cast you out. You belong with Christ. You've got a place with Christ. You have acceptance with Christ if you will come. Life is so short. Not only is life short, but life is freighted with many and various difficulties. Your real purpose, your real life, is hid with Christ in God. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. I'll ask you today, and I'm talking to Christians and non-Christians alike. What are you seeking in your life? What are you pursuing? The proof of your desire is in your pursuit. The proof of your desire is in what you pursue. In other words, you will chase after, you will pursue, you will seek after the things you really desire. Now, when you begin to understand that principle and live by that principle, it does away with an awful lot of excuses. I mean, it shows people up for what they really are when you understand that what an individual really wants, that individual will find a way to get it. And if you really want salvation, and if you really want Jesus Christ, and if you really want victory in your life, and if you really want power with God, you will find a way to pursue it and receive it from God, because He promised that you could. Well, Brother Paxton, I don't have time to read the Word. That's a lie. I don't have time to pray. That's another lie. I don't have time to encourage someone about their ministry. That's a lie. I don't have time to do all of these things. No, you've just made other priority choices. I told somebody something the other day that really went off like a lead balloon. They were talking about how, you know, Sunday is this and Sunday is that and Sunday is family time and Sunday is this and we can't go to evening service and we can't do this or that on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. Listen, Sunday is not family day. Sunday is the Lord's day all day long. Now, hear me out. That's the Bible. That's the Word of the Lord. That's the scripture. Amen. That's not Len Paxton. Sunday is the Lord's Day all day long. Quit making excuses of why you're not in the house of God on Sunday night. Get there. Be stirred. Be challenged. Be blessed by the man of God that mounts that pulpit. Be there. Nothing wrong with having family gatherings. And I'm really not interested in listening to excuses or reasonings. Obey the book. What you want is what you will pursue. What you desire is what you will seek after. And when you begin to live by these principles, these dogged, determined principles, that I'm going to serve God, I'm going to be all that God wants me to be, God's going to show up in your life, and God's going to bring you some blessings, and God's going to bring you some miracles, and God's going to bring you some hope, and God's going to bring you the rich, the vast treasure house of His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I'm not speaking about financial prosperity necessarily. That is a part of it. But I'm speaking about you will have abundant joy. You will have abundant peace. You will have abundant hope. You will have abundant direction. You will have a reason, sir, lady, to get up out of that bed in the morning. We're going to get up this morning. We're going to be happy because we're serving God today. That's the type of attitude that God is looking for. Praise God. You can be a champion. Jesus wants to show you your real life. When you get this revelation, you'll see yourself. And when you see yourself, don't see yourself. Well, I pray that you don't see yourself as one who constantly makes excuses. One who is lazy, one who puts off their spiritual responsibilities. I hope when you look in the mirror of God's Word, you see yourself as a champion for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my prayer for each and every one of you today. That's my prayer for myself. That's my prayer for you, my television audience, my friends, my family, my partners. That's my prayer, is that we will be champions for God in this last hour. And possibly, we could see prayer back in the public schools of America. Possibly, we could see some of these ungodly laws overturned. And once again, as an American people, lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in this nation. If the church would rouse itself from its sleep. If many of the people that go to church each Sunday would simply get saved and find their destiny in God through the Lord Jesus Christ, we could change this nation. We could change this world. If we would just take God at His Word, take God seriously, and involve ourselves in the right pursuits. Seek those things which are above. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. My affections are not set on Cadillacs, Lincolns, mansions, boats. My affections are not set on an overabundance of leisure time activity. I could care less if I ever go fishing or not. I could care less if I ever do this or that or the other. My affections are set on the New Jerusalem. My affections are set on things that are above. I want to see people saved. I want to see people healed by the power of God. I want to see people find their destiny in Christ. I want to see lives changed. I want to see alcoholics made sober, harlots made holy, and prostitutes made pure by the mighty power of Almighty God. That's where my affections are set on, things above. I want to see the kingdom of God established upon the earth. I want to see all that God has for my destiny. And the things of the world are fine to use and fine to enjoy. But when they drive your life, when they keep you out of church, when they keep you from prayer and Bible study, then the things of this world have become idols to you. And God can't bless that, and God won't bless that. And oh, American church, repent of that today. Repent of that idolatry. That spiritual adultery of the things of the world taking more preeminence in our lives than the things, the heavenly things of Jesus Christ. And why can I sit here and say this? And why can this be a reality in your life? The next verse tells us, for you are dead. You died with Christ. You were buried with Him, and you have been risen to newness of life, the Scripture tells us. Your life, your destiny, your purpose, your hope is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, hallelujah, we will appear with Him also in glory. Amen. When you get this revelation, you will begin to see yourself. And you won't see yourself as a weak little church member. You'll see yourself as a mighty, powerful champion of God in Christ Jesus. Not because you or I are anything, but because we are in Christ. Christ can't be defeated. And if we're in Him, we're not going to suffer defeat either. Praise God. We can have victory today because of what Jesus did for us at Calvary's cross. Oh, let me encourage you today. Let me encourage you today. Seek after God. Follow after God. Be a champion for God. Be all that you can be for God. And He'll use your life to bring blessings to countless souls that you know not of right now. But He'll use your life to be a blessing to many other lives. Heavenly Father, thank You for this short message today. I've preached it badly. But Lord God, I pray that You'll take these words and drive them to our hearts like arrows of deliverance in this hour. Father God, deliver us from complacency. Deliver us from selfishness. Deliver us from being cold in our faith. Father, set us on fire today. Set us on fire for Jesus Christ. It's in His name we pray. Amen. And amen. I would like it very much if you would write